The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 36th episode of How You Virtue. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And it's Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, you know we love hanging out, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, and today we have a special guest. She's fabulous. She's everything you wish you were. It's Tasha from A Soulful Storm podcast. Oh my God, yay! Hey Tasha girl, what's popping?
Hey guys, oh that intro, I am flattered and humiliated at the same time. I'm in your fave wishes, but
anyway, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news or anything scandalous or just anything crazy that's happened in the last week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So if you want to know more about the Bubble app announcing refunds to fans, an SM employee suspended, and we will talk about this, but SM's US-based K-pop group, NCT Hollywood, then check out the little background on the static that should be up on my Instagram. That's at kpopbox_. But anyway, we'll come back to the NCT thing. We'll come back to it because I know you guys want to know what we're thinking. But anyway, first things first, EXO is making a comeback, people. Oh my God. EXO revealed a teaser that showed that they will be releasing a new special album called Don't Fight the Feeling. So back in April, Zoomin, Dio, Baekhyun, Chanyeol, Kai, Sohyun confirmed a spoiler video that EXO was preparing an album to commemorate their 9th debut anniversary. The album and music video was recorded and filmed before Chanyeol and Baekhyun went to fulfill their mandatory military service, so they will be in the video and on the album. Hallelujah. But yes, I can't wait. There hasn't been a date, or I didn't see a date as of yet, but just know it's coming and stay ready. The last comeback was Obsession, which was 2019.
Oh my God.
Can you believe it? That was ages ago.
I can.
That's crazy.
And next, with more teaser news. So, Higher Music teased on their Twitter of this like silhouette of their new artist, right? Everyone's sure that it's going to be JB from GOT7. I've seen like people doing maths, equations, trying to put filters on the picture to kind of like see who's behind the silhouette and all sorts. So who knows? But I think it is JB. Have you guys seen the teaser?
Oh, I've commented.
Oh, okay.
I tweeted, I spy with my little eye something beginning with J and ending in B.
But wouldn't it be messed up if it wasn't and it's just someone else? And I was like, oh.
Imagine.
And I'll fully stand on the fact that I don't care. I don't care for anyone else. Like, no, this is not what I signed up for. I'm here for the GOT7 members alone.
Well, you heard it first from Tasha. Yeah, well, sorry everybody else. I really hope it's JP just because of the comments. Because if that was me behind the silhouette, yeah, and it was like, oh my God, JP, and then it's like, hey, it's me, and I was like, who's there? That would hurt me. That would upset my heart. But anyway,
yeah.
Last but not least, okay, I'm not gonna go into it. If you want to know all the ins and outs, check out the static. But let's talk about our feelings about NCT Hollywood, which is meant to be the US-based K-pop group. Mm-hmm. What's our thoughts? What's our feelings? Are we feeling it? Are we hating it? Are we confused?
I like the beat. Mm-hmm. Beautiful gowns. Why?
Stop. Like,
why? I can't, like, what you guys know already that TikTok is just my house. Like, it's just where I live. And the way people are dragging this concept, they're like, oh my gosh, who are you guys going to pick? Like, I stan John Opa. Like, I'm John's my bias. Like, what are they doing? Like, what's the reason?
Well, okay, I'm in two minds because really and truly, when NCT did debut, they did say that they're going to have different units around the world. But I guess many people said, why don't you, have it NCT Japan? And they've just had two new members and they're not even in, they don't have their fixed unit yet. They've only been in NCTU, which is a fluid unit. So I don't know how it's going to work because it's going to be like a US show, right?
Mm.
Okay, this is just me. I wouldn't mind if it was like mainly Asian Americans or something, but I have a feeling that won't be the case. There's going to be like some Chad and the Brian and Bradley.
And a Tad.
And maybe a Tariq just to spice things up a bit. You never know.
Oh God, no.
I swear, wasn't there that one, like, experimental...
We don't need to talk about them.
But we need to acknowledge the past in order to know what we should do in the future, because...
Well, I guess...
Where are we going?
She's talking about EXP Edition. Is that what their name? EXP?
I think so.
Do you know what we're talking about, Tasha? So there was this, like, group. They were an experiment, like a university experiment of these, like, white guys... And
on for way too long, like you know that joke that just keeps giving, and it should, yeah,
but it was really bad. We don't talk about it. You didn't miss anything, Tasha. Really didn't.
I mean, quickly, Taeyeon doesn't need any more children. He has 22. The boy is tired and he's already so young. He's too young to be a father of this many children. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, the original concept of NCT is to have like different subunits around the world, but I can just see this version being like entrenched with white boys, because I don't see SM partnering up with a US company and them not having, they have to insert their whiteness in, and I just don't see these white boys being willing to put in the level of work that it actually takes to be an idol. But at the same time, anything to stop NCT Africa from happening, because when I heard that when I tell you, my spirit was not okay. Like, I actually went to bed upset. I don't trust SM with black people. I really don't.
I don't even trust SM with Chinese people. Let's start there.
Can you imagine NCT in Kente? Oh, my spirit is sick. My spirit is sick.
I think I'd rather have NCT Africa, to be honest.
Well, than NCT Hollywood.
Yeah, I would rather have NCT Africa.
Let's just concentrate on the members that we have. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
I want to look at NCT's contract. That's something that's been on my spirit for a really long time. I want to know the pay split between NCT. I want to know exactly what it looks like. And I want to know if, like, say, you know, when they move around units, does that just fall under the umbrella of NCT so you're still getting paid the same? Ooh. What does it look like for the NCT members that are in Super M? Like, I would give someone else's right arm to see that NCT contract.
No, not even everyone's, just Mark's. I want to see what Mark's, because Mark is in every SM production. Like, they can, next girl group they release, Mark is going to somehow be there.
I guess we just have to buckle up and find out and wait and see. But hey, that's Hot Topics. If there's anything you want us to talk about, then hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou or use the hashtag HowYouAtYou. All right, so next we are moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, and now games. You can send that all to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or if you're lazy, you can DM us and we'll still love you. But anyway, Shay, take it away.
Thank you. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is, when a group does something problematic, they get bashed. But when BTS does it, it's normalized and kind of shrugged off. We'll let you answer first. Tasha?
I'm sorry, I cackled because my honest thoughts were, where? First of all, in recent years, find me the scandal. No, like, this is not even shade. Find me the scandal in which you're trying to equate, well, BTS did this and this other group did that and it was treated the same. Also, I feel like if you want to make it specific to, like, maybe if you're looking at cultural appropriation things, maybe, and I'm saying specifically to do with hair, like, listen, let's not act like all of you do not die on the hill of your idol. Doesn't matter what the group is, you die on the hill of your idol, especially if it's an anti-black thing. None of y'all care. Let's not pretend. But on the real though, I would like this person to actually like, this is, I'm like, people, when you say things, actually give like an example, give an example.
Thank you.
Otherwise, unfortunately, just looks like you're talking into the abyss and you're talking low-key nonsense. Because if you're going to say that BTS does this and this, like, find me the scandal that BTS have been in where it's been handled differently.
Yeah, because I'm really trying to think of, like, obviously BTS hasn't been in a scandal for a while, and I'm trying to think when they were.
I can only think of the whole the thing with Japan and Jimin's t-shirt, and even then they did the exact same thing with My Good Sis from Twice, and that was in within like a month of each other. And to keep it a buck, BTS can't even afford to be in a scandal, because the way it will be handled will be different from every other group. If BTS do something, it's a matter of international pride.
Yeah, this opinion is very vague. I have nothing to say about this. Tasha basically said it all.
Yeah, I think just like provide examples, or if like, if you're saying this because like you just sort of want to grasp a better idea of the image, because you could be a new fan or something, or not aware of the apologies or how things have been addressed. Because I know for like a lot of their early stuff where they were like hip-hopping, they have spoken about that and the hair and other stuff. So I know there have been apologies and things that have gone out from themselves and the company. But yeah, I guess it isn't everywhere to be seen. That isn't me trying to like cover anything up. Like, I'm not even an army, but I'm just saying there have been apologies and other stuff. So maybe look into it or give us like examples if you want to delve into it a bit more. So next unpopular opinion, Hwasa is overshadowing her members. I love her. This is not hate. Go on, Tasha.
Why are people coming for my faves today? Okay, you know what? To be honest with you, I do see some truth in this. Because something I did have a problem with during all the end of year stages at the end of 2020 is that every award show, Hwasa got a full-on stage to sing Maria. And don't get me wrong, Maria is an absolute banger. And I know it did really well in South Korea. Like, it was hitting the charts. But with the exception of Ween, every other member of Mamamoo released music, solo music last year. And I think even Solar got like music show wins with her song. So I was irritated why we didn't see a single solo stage for Moonbyul and for Solar, especially when Moonbyul got like a repackaged album as well as the original. But guys, let's keep it 100. She's the star. Is the star of Mamamoo. Like, the whole thing of her being the racy, controversial one has actually now worked in her favor. And her company is pushing her to the forefront. It's not fair, but we see this happen all the time.
But I was also thinking with what you were saying about the award shows, do you think it's because of when her song was released? Do you get what I mean? Because it was like released near the end of the year compared to her other members that had released solo stuff. Because I feel like I could be wrong because I don't watch award shows like that, but I feel like with award shows, the songs that they usually get artists to perform is like the latter stuff.
But then that was the case. BTS shouldn't have performed Dynamite or Life Goes On.
But they're BTS.
That is an excellent point. You know what? I think that, I don't know, because I'm even thinking about all the NCT stages, and I think that Renaissance also came out like autumn, like September, October kind of time. Maybe it depends on your company. I just think that Maria was the biggest song. And ever since Twit, really, they've kind of had their eye on Hwasa. It's like, oh, she's the sexy one, and that's kind of doing it like she's on the racier end of things. And it's not to say that the whole of Mamamoo don't do stuff. Okay, yeah, I do see where this person's coming from.
Yeah, we definitely see where this person's coming from. We agree to some extent. We don't necessarily blame Hwasa, but it may be like company decisions and stuff. But yeah, we'll see how things go. Hopefully we get to see more of the other members too.
Hopefully, because Ween's album, amazing. Ween's album that's come out, I'm obsessed with it. One of the best things I've heard this 2021.
So our next unpopular opinion is, when a rapper in a girl group raps in a girl crush concept song, it's still rap. Rapping doesn't have to be hard or sound badass or something like that. Thoughts,
Can you say that again, sorry?
Oh, okay. I can read it again. So when a rapper in a girl group raps in a girl crush concept song, it's still rapping. Rapping doesn't have to be hard or sound badass or something like that.
Tasha.
Why is everything being you?
Because you're our guest. We want to get your thoughts first and then we can add on to it.
Okay, you know what? Just someone quickly explain to me the girl crush concept just so I make sure I don't get it wrong.
Well,
so give me an example of the girl crush concept.
From what I... Isn't like the girl crush... Wait, I think I'm getting it confused now. Because I swear that the girl crush concept is kind of like the Blackpinks and...
Yeah, I thought it's meant to be the badass thing. Isn't that basically what ITZY do? Like, isn't that the entire definition of Rugen?
Yeah. So yeah. I'm a bit confused. That's why I said, could you read it again?
No, I was going to say, that is girl crush. Girl crush is the whole badass thing.
Yeah, so shouldn't the rap be badass?
I'm like, if you're doing girl crush. I mean, while we're here, let's get into the fact that most of your faves can't rap.
Let's speak about it.
We've had an episode. Okay, yes.
We did this on my podcast, actually, if you guys remember. Most of your faves can't rap. Be it the males... or the females, most of them are simply unable. Honestly, it's painful to the ears, especially if you are someone who listens to hip hop and rap. I'm sorry to say, but the reality is the foundations of rap is that you're meant to be cool. You're meant to be badass. Now, you don't have to be rapping about like gang banging, drugs, sex, whatever. I mean, hello, there's an entire conscious rap movement that actually started hip hop. If you really want to get into it, gangster rap came in later. But the foundation of what K-pop is built on, the rap that they look at and they try and emulate, it's about trying to be cool. You're not trying, like, you are not trying to rap and be cute. That is the very opposite of what you're trying to do. And I don't know if you're trying to defend your fave from the fact that they can't rap and it sounds a bit off to your ears as well, but I'm sorry to say about 85% of your idol faves who are rappers got given that position because they cannot sing.
I was about to say that. It was more obvious back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll see someone and I'm like, you know what? You fit the aesthetic of this group. Yes. You can somewhat dance.
They're probably a really good dancer.
You can
probably
hold
really some of them dancer. Can't even dance though. Like some of them, like you look great, but if we can give you a position where you have to do minimal movement,
I really want to know who you're talking about. I really
so do I.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Really need the example.
After hours.
Okay, fine. No, because we're not trying to have Stan Twitter on us.
No. Yeah, we ain't about that. But yeah, like it was very much of you look visually great. You can't sing yet, or you can kind of sing, but you're not there where we want you to be. So you're going to be the rapper. And the only thing that's saving some of your idols, like I only could talk for international fans, is the fact that you don't understand them.
Oh.
Because I'm telling you now, if you did...
even when you can understand them and it just doesn't make sense in English.
But what I'm But that's what's saving these rappers and that's what's saving these groups, because when most of the time, if you listen to a song and the rap is, you know, 95% in Korean with the odd English word in it, like you're just going off by the flow. So their flow could save them, basically. It's only until later when you look into the lyrics and they're like, I'm the cat and I got a hat and it's sat on the mat, wet, wet, wet. And then you're like, oh, this is bad.
I mean, you're not wrong, because it's true. For a lot of for a lot of them, it's the flow that saves them. I could stand here and actually read whole companies and just be like, the entire company, you know what, let me just say it and, you know, people will be mad, whatever. I don't think any group under SM needs a rapper with the exception of NCT.
That's fair. Yeah. I hear it.
The rap line of NCT, I'm like, yes, Mark and Taeyong. If they have more rappers, I'm so sorry. I don't know the fact that there's so many of you.
Sungchan raps, like one of their newest members, he raps pretty well.
I'm not going to act like I know the miscellaneous ones.
Not miscellaneous.
Like, I'm still, like, I think I've only just got all the members of 127. But yeah, apart from NCT, every other group in SM that has a rapper,
no, I agree, actually, yeah.
Because
yeah.
The thing about SM, say what you want about them, and I think we all have our fair critique, but one thing that company can do is collect some singers.
Amen.
So we don't necessarily agree or disagree with that one. We don't quite get what you mean. You may be a little bit confused. Seek help.
Again, research. The girl crush concept, you know, Google is your friend.
Maybe they're talking about the other, I think they're talking about the cutesy concept, but that's not what they wrote, so.
Yeah.
No, I can only go by what you said.
Yeah. But then I don't know any, I can't think of any cutesy song, and then there's a rapper going, yeah, oh,
I can't quote off the top of my head, but I feel like there has been. Like, but songs isn't that do not need rapping.
No, but isn't that what they're trying to say? That the cutesy, maybe if they are talking about the cutesy concept, if the cute ones still have a rap, then it doesn't need to be cool. But I'm just there like, isn't that a disservice to your fave?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I've had enough.
We don't need to be here.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so it is dilemma time. We have a dilemma this week, so...
Dilemma.
Buckle up.
K-pop dilemma.
Is it a good one? Because some of your dilemmas have made me want to scream.
Oh, I think you might like this one. So it was titled, Guys, Help Me, My Cousin is a Mess. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. I absolutely love your show, and I'm glad it's a podcast with normal fans of the genre. I'm ashamed that I can't say the same about my cousin. My cousin and I grew up together as she doesn't live that far from me, so she's more like a sister more than anything. We got into K-pop around 2016, GOT7 Just Right era, and this is when she started the change. She slowly started distancing herself away from me, which hurt, but it's fine, we are growing into our own people. But she started to make new friends, and she would go around saying that she is half Korean on her dad's side. For context, we are both white, and I am on her dad's side, so no Korean. She would tell people she is fluent in Korean, and because hanging with me would break the facade, that's when she started the distancing. Now we are in 2021. I thought it would be just a phase, and she would eventually grow out from it, but I was wrong. To keep up with this fantasy, she made a lot of fake Asian accounts that will comment on her personal IG account. And now one of these fake IG accounts is dating someone I know. I'm not close to this said person. I know them through passing. And I know that my cousin is catfishing them. And the pandemic has helped keep this facade going for way longer than it needs to be. And it's coming up to a year. How do I go about this? I tried DMing the person that the catfish person that she's catfishing, and I've got no response. And now my cousin has blocked me from her account, and I am literally stuck.
Jail.
Help.
Electric chair. Jail. What is this?
So just to recap, she has a cousin that's a Korea boo, telling everyone that she's Korean. She's created all these fake Instagram accounts. Now one of these fake Instagram accounts is dating someone that she knows. She's tried DMing this person that's being catfished but hasn't got no reply, and her cousin has now blocked her on Instagram, so she doesn't know what to do. I think you need to call catfish for this one, not gonna lie.
You know what I would do, just to be petty, because like it's been a hot minute and like she seems like really far gone, and I'm not Jesus to be helping people like that. And like, it seems like she's tried, kind of. I would just like make a TikTok about it, make a ton of stories, get my claim to fame, and like let her get cancelled or something, because she's taking it really far. So I'll get my couple million views on TikTok and leave her be, because what is this?
Yeah, you might have to expose your cousin.
No, I was going to say snitch, because if it's been 5 years, I'm assuming that, you know, she's not a child. I'm assuming now at this point she's an adult, and, you know, she's catfishing someone that, you know, she's legit. Like, really? You're saying that you're half Korean? I'm with the TikTok idea. I mean, I was going to take it to Stan Twitter, but, you know.
Both.
Oh, yes.
Make a TikTok, share the TikTok to Twitter.
Repurpose also, the content.
Yeah, also, I was saying, if you have pictures, like, with you and your cousin growing up, you say, look, I'm on her dad's side. We both white, okay? There's no Korean blood. Look, here's a picture of her and her daddy.
You know what you need to do. I've just had the best idea. It's falling in line with her. Do exactly what Rachel Dolezal's white parents did to her. Please, follow the blueprint and expose your white cousin. Expose her. And then you know what you need to do? Send it to all of us. We'll reach you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll repost it. We'll help you get around.
Yeah.
Well, listen. I wonder if Teen Vogue will write a story about this. I'm joking. But maybe we can send it to, like, you know, Asian journalists who are really big fans of K-pop and see what they think about this.
Mm. Tasha, if we see this on, like, God knows what, like, BuzzFeed next week or something.
I'm not going to write it. Oh, I'm just out the idea, because your cousin is appropriating an entire nationality.
Okay, do you know what you should do? Because it sounds like you do love your cousin. Make your cousin listen to this. And say she has, give her a deadline. So you have this time to stop. If you don't stop, I will expose you.
But she might just pull an Ollie London and like just make it her personality and run with it.
Oh, she might.
That man makes me sick.
Yeah, so I think Miss Girl here and Ollie need to go to the same psychiatrist. But in the meantime, let's make some content. I'm sure that let's make some content. Why not?
Yeah, DM us, please, if you do. Oh, or at least, we need an update. We need an update. Mm. And if we do get an update, Tasha, we will invite you back.
I will be so honored. Thank you.
It's only right, to be honest. It's only right.
We're in this together. We should suffer together. It's only fair.
I feel like we should really circulate it to some, to some publication.
Well, let Miss Mayom hear a response and we'll go from there, because this is her life.
We're plotting your cousin's entire demise.
Well, that's K-pop dilemmas. Yeah. If you want to send us anything, you can send it to the email howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. You can also send us unpopular opinions, games, hot tea, story times, anything. We'll read it and kiki. But yeah.
Yeah. So now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where we are going to let you know what's been on our radar. So this could be anything we've been listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So our guest of honor, Tasha, what's been on your radar?
Okay. So I've got two. So ITZY's album came out on the 30th, and there's a song that I really like on there called Shoot. And I just think it's very different from what ITZY have normally put out. Their song Shoot and Tennis, I think that those are the best songs on their album. And then Saran has this song called Garden, and I just feel like it bugs me how much people sleep on Saran. Like,
she's so good.
Like, she's not number five. What song is she on? There's a song that she's on recently. Oh, Peach. She's just got such a good catalogue, and I feel like a lot of people were like, oh, she did that song with she did songs with, like, Sugar, and then that was the end. I'm like, no, guys, she's got songs with Dean, she's got songs with Crush. Like, her catalogue is stellar. Pay attention. So yeah, that's me.
Nice. How many songs were on the ITZY album?
Six.
Okay, can I ask you a question about that? Like, what was the vibe like? Because I'm getting, like, mixed reactions from it.
Yeah, I think it is quite mixed, because they were... I think they're definitely trying to experiment. No, they definitely are experimenting with new sound. I like the latter part of the album. So the title track had to grow on me. And now I'm at a place I'm like, okay, this is in my head. But the latter part of the album from Wild Wild West, Shoot, Tennis, I say those are the best songs on the album. But then that's because they've got like a more kind of R&B kind of Latin pop kind of vibe.
Okay.
I'm hoping ITZY find like their signature sound and then go. And I haven't, like, because I've listened to all their other albums. I don't think the sound has been found just yet. I'm hoping that they do find it, because I feel like there's not a lot of artists who can play around with like completely different genres and then make it work. I think so far, maybe like TXT are the only ones of like the new generation, I think, who have really been doing it well.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know if, because obviously I haven't listened to the album, but things that I've been hearing is, oh, it sounds very the same and blah, 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 blah. But then from what you're saying, it's like they're still trying to experiment. But we have to, you know, give them their props. They're still kind of new.
Yeah. They're only 2 years in.
So they have time.
Unlike some people who are like 5 years into the game and still giving us the same amount of minimum.
Shade! I wish I had sound effects. I wish I had sound effects. Turn it into Queen Radio. But anyway, on my radar, I've kind of cheated because I only listened to it today, but I thought it was interesting. NCT Dream has a new song called Hot Sauce, and I think I like it. I'm not sure. There's parts of it I'm like, I don't know if they've pitched their vocals higher, because these are mids now, they're not boys. So certain parts are like, that sounds a bit weird. But yeah, I was feeling it all over. Yeah, it only came out today. So yeah, that's what's on my radar. Shay?
Okay. For me, I really don't recall the past week. Like, it's been busy. I don't know if I listened to anything. I'm not going to lie. But there's been this show, and I don't know if it's KBS that's doing the show, but I watch it on a YouTube channel called K-Doc. And they basically have taken these kids that have either grown up in Korea, so they might not be Korean, but they've grown up in Korea. Maybe they've had to leave their country for refuge and their families come there or other things. And some kids that are like half Korean, and they sort of like collated like a group of them that don't know each other, and they're like bonding and having funny experiences. And then Hyunmin came and visited them. But yeah, it's like a really cute program. Aww. It's really sweet. And I think one of the kids was, I don't remember where he's from, but he's darker than like your average Korean. And I think one time he got on a bus or something after school, and some ajumma said that he wasn't like allowed to sit down because he was dark and X, Y, and Z, something along those lines. And the other kids were ready to throw hands. Like, they were vexed. So I was like, I like these kids. They're so sweet. But yeah.
And I love that they had Hyunmin on there. That boy is my baby cousin in my head.
Why was I saying that yesterday? I was like, we could be cousins. Like, I don't know if he's like Yoruba or Igbo, but like when we find out, like, we could be cousins, like, genuinely.
I feel like Black K-pop Twitter has collectively made him the cousin and nephew of the entire community. Like, I think regardless of what fandom you belong to, we have all concluded, no, we will throw hands behind this boy.
But yeah, guys, that is it. Oh my god. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You. Tasha, do you want to plug anything?
You can follow A Soulful Storm, my podcast, on SoundCloud, on Spotify, on Anchor. We've got some really great episodes on there. I mean, if you want to follow what I do professionally, then you can read all the K-pop stuff I write for Teen Vogue. Yeah, and order my book. I wrote it on Lizzo. So, you know, or you can order that from Waterstones or Amazon, or anywhere else where you can find good books. It's called 100% Unofficial Lizzo.
Actually, some people watch, you can hit me up on Instagram. I'm going to try and do TikTok as well. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, so basically Instagram, TikTok, and now Twitter, I've got the same handle. I can't believe it. I'm so proud of myself. So all of it is at kpopbox_. It's been years of hard work. just to give up. Anyway, yeah, so all of you can find me at kpopbox underscore Shay.
Yeah, and I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can find me at the K-Way underscore 100 on Instagram, the K-Way on YouTube, and TikTok, where I reside, where the money resides. I think it's the K-Way underscore. I don't know.
I'll you never there. Know your TikTok, and you're always...
I don't work here.
By the way, we'll leave it down below so you can see. But yeah, until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.